Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Sri Bharadhari
Gopi Jana Vallabha Sri Bharadhari
Gopi Jana Vallabha Sri Bharadhari Yashodanandana Vraja Janarandana Yashodanandana Vraja Janarandana Yamuna Tira Vanathari Yamuna Tira Vanathari Gopi Jana Vallabha Sri Bharadhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Sri Bharadhari Yashodanandana Vraja Janarandana Yashodanandana Vraja Janarandana Samuna Tira Vanathari Samuna Tira Vanathari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Thank you. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Bharadari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Bharadari Dasara Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Dasara Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Samuna Chira Vanachari Samuna Chira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Dada Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Okay. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva Guru Deva, Srila Guru Deva Jayam Vishnupad Paramhansa Parikraja Kacharya Sotra Satasi Srimad Bhakti Vidyanta Swami Prabhupada Kijaya ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Kijaya Jayam Vishnupad Paramhansa Parikraja Kacharya Sotra Satasi Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Kijaya Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vas Adigaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Navadvip Dham ki jai, Jamuna Mai ki jai, Ganga Mai ki jai, Tulsi Devi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Samveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande Haryadeva. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So we shall read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, chapter 14, The Lord's Feelings of Separation. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. We read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, chapter 14, text 83. Raghunatha dasa rasada prabhu sange stiti tanramukhi suneliki karya pratiti. Raghunatha Das Goswami lived continuously with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am simply recording whatever I have heard from him. Although common men do not believe in these pastimes, I believe in them. 84. One day, while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to the sea to bathe, he suddenly saw a sand dune named Chatak Parvat. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mistook the sand dune for Govardhan Hill and ran toward it. And now within this narration comes the verse that was on the board. So, it's from Srimad Bhagavatam, so please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Hantayam Ajira Bala Haridasa Varyo. Hantayam Ajira Bala Haridasa Varyo.
Hantayam Ajira Bala Haridasa Varyo.
Yad Rama Krishna Charanas Parasha Pramoda.
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 Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayostayor Yat.
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 Paniya suya vasakandara kanda mulai.
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 Pancha.
Pancha.
O.
O.
Ayam.
Ayam.
This.
This.
Padri.
Padri.
Hill.
Hill.
Abala.
Abala.
O friends.
O friends.
Haridasavarya.
Haridasavarya.
The best among the servants of the Lord.
The best among the servants of the Lord.
Yet.
Yet.
Because.
Because.
Ramakrishna Charana.
Ramakrishna Charana.
Of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and Balaram. Sparsha,
Sparsha,
by the touch,
Pramoda,
Pramoda,
jubilant,
Manam,
Manam,
respects,
respect,
Tanoti,
Tanoti,
offers,
offers,
Saha,
Saha,
with, Goganayo, cows, calves, and cowherd boys.
Cows, calves, and cowherd boys.
Tayo.
Tayo.
To them.
To them.
Sri Krishna and Balaram.
Sri Krishna and Balaram.
Yet.
Yet.
Because.
Because.
Paniya.
Paniya.
Drinking water.
Drinking water.
Suyavasa.
Suyavasa.
Very soft grass.
Very soft grass.
Kandara.
Kandara.
Caves.
Caves.
Kandamulai.
Kandamulai.
And by roots.
Roots.
Translation. Of all the devotees, this Govardhan hill is the best. O my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram, as well as their calves, cows, and cowherd friends, with all kinds of necessities. Water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respect to the Lord, being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram. Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant. Please repeat. Of all the devotees,
of all the devotees,
this Govardhan Hill is the best.
This Govardhan Hill is the best.
O my friends,
this hill
supplies Krishna and Balaram.
Supplies Krishna and Balaram.
As well as their calves, cows, and cowherd friends.
With
all kinds of necessities.
All kinds of necessities.
Water for drinking.
Water for drinking.
Very soft grass.
Very soft grass.
Caves.
Caves.
Fruits.
Fruits.
Flowers.
Flowers.
And vegetables.
Vegetables.
In this way, the hill offers respect.
To the Lord.
Being touched by the lotus feet
of Krishna and Balaram,
Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.21.18. It was spoken by the gopis when Lord Krishna and Balaram entered the forest in the autumn. The gopis spoke among themselves and glorified Krishna and Balaram for their pastimes. This verse is very beautiful and also very deep. We also want to be servants of Krishna. So we can learn from Govardhan Hill, who is the best of the servants of Krishna, how to serve and please Krishna. So the first word, hanta, O, it's here it's rendered as O, O-H, is an expression of great emotion. Although the Bhagavatam says, Gopi Uchi, that these verses were spoken by the gopis, but our acharyas have said that this verse, maybe all, but definitely this verse, was spoken specifically by Srimati Radharani, who in her own capacity is sometimes considered the best servant of Lord Hari. So the gopis were at home and Krishna was out tending the cows at Govardhan Hill. The gopis had not yet met Krishna or established a relationship with him, but they were attracted to him. And at home, they would think of him and speak about him. And although they were at home, and Krishna and Balaram were at Govardhan Hill, because of their spiritual vision and intense absorption in Krishna, they felt and spoke as if they were there. And therefore they say, I am, Adri, I am this hill. It's like if someone is nearby, you say this, like this devotee, Vishal. So, although they were at home and far from Govardhan, they projected themselves into the scene as if they were there. They say, I am, I'll read this here. Obala, Abala. Abala means friends, but there are many words for friends. And you might note in this word, there is the syllable bala, which means strong, like Balaram. And this abala means the opposite, not strong, weak. And they are feeling that they are very weak because they cannot resist the attraction of Krishna. Then Haridasa Varya. So there are many Haridasas mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. One is Maharaj Yudhisthira, who was such a great servant of Krishna that Krishna would personally come to his home, the home of the Pandavas, and serve them in many ways, as their advisor, as their messenger. And Maharaj Yudhisthira performed the Rajasuya sacrifice, which attracted saints and sages and kings and world leaders from all over to participate. And they came, yes, to see Lord Krishna, but also to see Maharaj Yudhisthira and the Pandavas. So Maharaj Yudhisthira is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam as Haridas. And another Haridas mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam is Uddhava, who is Krishna's cousin and constant companion in Dwarka, and a very trusted confidant of Lord Krishna, so much so that when Krishna wanted to deliver a message to the gopis in Vrindavan, he chose Uddhava to go and deliver the message. So he's called Haridas. And there are others. Narada Muni is called Haridas. But Govardhan Hill is called Haridasavarya, the best among the servants of the Lord. Why? Ramakrishna Charana. So, Ramakrishna Charana means the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram are walking on him. He feels jubilant by the touch of their lotus feet. Now, ordinarily, we wouldn't feel happy if someone stepped on us. In fact, in colloquial language, if someone is mistreating us, we say they're walking all over us. Or a friend will say, you can't let him do that, he's walking all over you. But Krishna and Balaram and the cowherd boys and the cows and calves were walking all over Govardhan Hill. But he was jubilant. And this is one of the main qualifications of a good servant. And that is that he takes pleasure in doing the service. And when the master sees that the servant is taking pleasure, then the master feels pleasure. And when the servant sees that the master's pleasure is increasing, his pleasure increases. And when the master sees the servant's pleasure increasing, then the master's pleasure increases. So this is a very important point for Modaha. He was jubilant doing the service. We might do service, but we might not be happy about it. We might do it as a matter of duty, which is also good. It's good to be dutiful. But it's more pleasing to the master when the servant takes pleasure in the service. I began the sentence with I, so I'll continue. But if I ask someone to do some service for me, and the servant is sort of begrudging, oh, I haven't taken prasad, I'm so hungry, I wish I didn't have to do this service now. Or, I'm so tired, I haven't gotten enough rest, I need to... So, the servant might do it, you know, as a matter of duty, which, as I said, is not bad, it's good in a way. But it's not as pleasing as when the servant takes pleasure in the service. Then the service is very pleasing. So, pramoda. Then, manam. Manam means, manam tanoti offers respects. Govardhan Hill is offering respects, not only to Krishna and Balaram, Tayo, but also Goganayo, to the cows and calves and cowherd boys. So this is also a devotional quality to offer respect. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, amanina manadena, that one should not want respect for oneself, but one should be ready to offer all respects to others. So here Govardhan Hill is offering respect, manam, tanoti, not just to Krishna and Balaram, but even to the cowherd boys and cows and calves to that extent. We'll also be offering respect to the cows today. So how did Govardhan Hill serve them? Paniya, he provided drinking water for Krishna and Balarama, the cowherd boys, and also the calves. Suyavasa, very soft grass, and there were two kinds of grass. One for feeding the cows and calves, and the other for offering sacrifices. Kandara caves, the Krishna and Balaram could go into the caves, or Radha and Krishna could go into the caves and get shelter from the heat or from the elements, whatever. And kandamulai, by roots, by different food. Now, this promoter, coming back to this promoter, Jubilant, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has described the ecstatic symptoms of Govardhan Hill. There are different symptoms of ecstasy mentioned in the Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. We'll also be reading about them in relation to this pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's here in the Antya Leela. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that the water seeping through the cracks of Govardhan Hill is Govardhan's ecstatic perspiration. That's also an ecstatic symptom, perspiration. And the water falling is compared to his ecstatic tears, weeping in ecstatic love. And one of the ecstatic symptoms, we'll be reading later about Lord Chaitanya, that his limbs contracted within his body. But one of the ecstatic symptoms is that one's body becomes elongated. And this is the key to understanding the mystery of how all the residents of Vrindavan could fit under Govardhan Hill during the Govardhan Puja, when Indra was sending torrents of rain. Because Govardhan Hill occupies just a portion of Raja. So how could all the residents of Raja Bhumi, who occupied a huge space, much larger than the area of Govardhan Hill, fit under Govardhan Hill? So the acharyas explain that Govardhan Hill exhibited that ecstatic symptom of becoming elongated, becoming enlarged. So he became larger than usual because of the ecstatic love, and thus all of Vrindavan could fit under Govardhan Hill. So this is the verse that Lord Chaitanya recited when he mistook that sand dune known as Chatak Parva for Govardhan Hill. Text 87. Reciting this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran toward the sand dune as fast as the wind. Govinda ran after him, but he could not approach him. First one devotee shouted loudly, and then a tumultuous uproar arose as all the devotees stood up and began to run after the Lord. Swarup Damodar Goswami, Jagadananda Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit, Ramai, Nandai, and Shankara Pandit are some of the devotees who ran after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati also went toward the beach. Shri Sriranila Madhava Ki Jai, Sri Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati also went toward the beach, and Bhagavan Acharya, who was lame, followed them very slowly. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was running with the speed of the wind, but he suddenly became stunned in ecstasy and lost all strength to proceed further. The flesh at each of his pores erupted like pimples, and his hair, standing on end, appeared like kadamba flowers. Blood and perspiration flowed incessantly from every pore of his body, and he could not speak a word, but simply produced a gargling sound within his throat. The Lord's eyes filled up and overflowed with unlimited tears, like the Ganges and Yamuna meeting in the sea. His entire body faded to the color of a white conch shell, and then he began to quiver like the waves in the ocean. While quivering in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down on the ground. Then Govinda approached him. Govinda sprinkled water from a karanga water pot all over the Lord's body, and then, taking his own outer garment, he began to fan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Swarup Damodar and the other devotees reached the spot and saw the condition of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they began to cry. All eight kinds of transcendental transformations were visible in the Lord's body. All the devotees were struck with wonder to see such a sight. So there are different categories of ecstasy, and one category is the sattvika bhavas, and there are eight of them, astasattvika bhavas, and all of those are manifest simultaneously in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And purport by Srila Prabhupada. The eight ecstatic symptoms are the state of being stunned, perspiration, standing of the hairs on end. Oh yeah, coming back to Govardhan Hill, the tall grasses on Govardhan Hill are considered to be his hairs standing on end. And these are also not just like some poetic metaphor, but Govardhan Hill is conscious, and these actually are his ecstatic symptoms. So the eight ecstatic symptoms are the state of being stunned, perspiration, standing of the hairs on end, faltering of the voice, trembling, fading of the body's color, tears, and devastation. Text 100. The devotees loudly chanted the Hare Krishna mantra near Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and washed his body with cold water. After the devotees had been chanting for a long time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suddenly stood up, shouting, Hari Bol! Hari Bol! When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood up, all the Vaishnavas loudly chanted, Hari, Hari, in great jubilation. The auspicious sound filled the air in all directions. Astonished, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood up and began looking here and there, trying to see something. But he could not catch sight of it. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw all the Vaishnavas, he returned to partial external consciousness and spoke to Swarup Damodar. So the Lord had three states of consciousness. One is called Bhaya Dasha, that means external consciousness. It's the normal consciousness that people have, Bhaya Dasha. And then there's Antar Dasha, that's internal consciousness. And in internal consciousness, the Lord or an advanced devotee can actually see Krishna's pastimes, and at least for some time enter into those pastimes. So that's Antar Dasha. And then there's Ardha Bhaya Dasha. Ardha means half or partial, external consciousness. And so Lord Chaitanya was in this state. He was in internal consciousness, and then he came to Ardha Bhaya Dasha, a partial external consciousness. And because he was in partial external consciousness, he was able to describe what he experienced in internal consciousness. But he never would have done that in full external consciousness, because devotees don't talk like that. They don't reveal their internal ecstasies. So, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the Vaishnavas, he returned to partial external consciousness and spoke to Swarup Damodar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Who has brought me here from Govardhan Hill? I was seeing Lord Krishna's pastimes, but now I cannot see them. Today I went from here to Govardhan Hill to find out if Krishna were tending his cows there. I saw Lord Krishna climbing Govardhan Hill and playing his flute, surrounded on all sides by grazing cows. Hearing the vibration of Krishna's flute, Srimati Radharani and all her gopi friends came there to meet him. They were all very nicely dressed. When Krishna and Srimati Radharani entered a cave together, it's one of Govardhan's services, he provides caves. When Krishna and Srimati Radharani entered a cave together, the other gopis asked me to pick some flowers. Just then, all of you made a tumultuous sound and carried me from there to this place. Why have you brought me here, causing me unnecessary pain? I had a chance to see Krishna's pastimes, but I could not see them. So here's a picture. Here's Lord Chaitanya. Nice picture. Seeing the Chatak Parvat and mistaking it for Govardhan Hill and running to embrace it. And here is the picture of him assisting the other gopis in picking flowers for the divine couple. Of course, here he's depicted as a sannyasi to distinguish him from the other gopis, but in his experience, he would have just been a gopi like the others. Why have you brought me here, causing me unnecessary pain? I had a chance to see Krishna's pastimes, but I could not see them. Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to weep. When all the Vaishnavas saw the Lord's condition, they also wept. Now this is very paradoxical. Because internally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was experiencing ecstatic, loving devotional service to Radha Krishna. So he was relishing. But externally, his body had undergone such extreme transformations that the devotees couldn't, bear to see the Lord in such a condition, and they sprinkled water on his body. They chanted the holy names. They fanned him to bring him back to external consciousness. So that was to, protect him from such extreme ecstatic symptoms. But internally what he experienced was he was with Radha and Krishna engaged in service, and these people came and took him away. So it's sort of a paradox, because they wanted the best for the Lord. And in a way, for him, the best was to be with Radha and Krishna at Govardhan Hill. But physically, his condition was very extreme. And the devotees, they brought him out of his internal consciousness. Text 113. At that time, Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati arrived. Seeing them, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became somewhat respectful. Because all the others were like disciples of Mahaprabhu, or on the level of disciples, but these were senior sannyasis. And so seeing them, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became somewhat respectful. And then he came to external consciousness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to complete external consciousness and immediately offered prayers to them. Then these two elderly gentlemen both embraced the Lord with loving affection. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Puri Goswami and Brahmananda Bharati, "Why have you both come so far?" Puri Goswami replied, "Just to see your dancing." When he heard this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was somewhat ashamed. Then he went to bathe in the sea with all the Vaishnavas. After bathing in the sea, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his residence with all the devotees. Then they lunched on the remnants of food offered to Lord Jagannath. Thus I have described the transcendental ecstatic emotions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even Lord Brahma cannot describe their influence. In his book, Gauranga Stava Kalpavriksha, Raghunath Das Goswami has very vividly described Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime of running toward the Chatak Parvat sand dune. Samipe Niladres Chatak Giri Rajasya Kalana Aye Goshte Govardhana Giri Patim Lokitum Iha Rajan Asmit Yukva Pramada Iva Devan Avato Abdrito Ganaisvar Goranga Hridaya Udayan Mam Madayanti. Near Jagannath Puri was a great sand dune known as Chatak Parvat. Seeing that hill, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Oh, I shall go to Vraja to see Govardhan Hill." Then he began running madly toward it, and all the Vaishnavas ran after him. This scene awakens in my heart and maddens me. Purport. This verse is quoted from the Gauranga Stava Kalpavriksha 8. Who can properly describe all the uncommon pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? They are simply his play. I have briefly described them just to give an indication of his transcendental pastimes. Nonetheless, anyone who hears this will certainly attain the shelter of Lord Krishna's lotus feet. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yara Asha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Dasa. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antilila 14th chapter, describing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic emotions and his mistaking Chatak Parvat for Govardhan Hill. Hare Krishna. Giri Govardhan ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Oh, are there any questions or comments? Yes.
If I understand correctly, one of the instructions from the ISKCON Disciples Course is to not smile or laugh in front of your guru. So my question is, in addition to the transcendental symptoms of ecstasy, what are some ways that we can show that the services that we perform are in joy?
In other words, I had said that the master is pleased when the servant serves in a jubilant mood. But you're saying that in this Khan disciple course, you were told not to smile or laugh in front of the guru, something like that. Well, that would probably apply to, smiling or laughing at the guru. But if you're smiling because you're taking pleasure in serving him or in observing him, I think that would be fine. Any other questions or comments? Oh. Hare Krishna.
I've heard devotees say before that there is some sort of esoteric form of Lord Chaitanya as a gopi or mandri because of this past, citing this pastime as a reference. When Lord Chaitanya had the dream of seeing Radha and Krishna go to the cave of Govardhan Hill, he himself was in, as they say, his some esoteric form as Manjri or Gopi. Would you care to either, is this a speculation?
Well, Lord Chaitanya's manifestation is very intricate because he's Krishna but in the mood of Srimati Radharani and with the bodily luster of Srimati Radharani. And in fact Srimati Radharani is an expansion of Krishna, and all the gopis in all different categories are expansions of Srimati Radharani. And so they're all, in a sense, within Lord Chaitanya. But I don't think we can limit Lord Chaitanya and say that he had one form as a gopi or one form as a mandri, but in some of the pastimes he definitely performs the service of a mandri in his antardasa, in his internal consciousness. So that's definitely there. It is said that Krishna was one, and then when he wanted to expand his pleasure, he became two, as Radha and Krishna. And then the two, Radha and Krishna, again became one, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There was one incident with Srila Prabhupada in Calcutta. We were renting premises at 3 Albert Road, and the landlord was a Bengali gentleman named Mr. Singh Rai. And so Achyutananda Swami met him and had some talk with him. And Mr. Singh Roy said that that Lord Chaitanya comes before Radha and Krishna, and that he's greater than them. And he gave the example of Rasgulla, that Rasgulla is greater than milk and sugar. So Achyutananda was, you know, I guess a little confused or wanted some confirmation from Srila Prabhupada. So he related his discussion to Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada replied that that Radha and Krishna come first, the same example, that milk and sugar come first, and then comes Rasgulla. And then Achyutananda asks, well then, who's greater? And Srila Prabhupada paused and he said, Srimati Radharani is the greatest. And then he pointed to it was actually a Bengali print that was on his wall, and it showed Srimati Radharani in Mon. Mon means like, Prabhupada often translates it as sulkiness. And Krishna was like kneeling at her feet. She was on a higher platform and he was kneeling at her feet trying to, you know, get her to give up her mon and to like forgive him for his alleged misbehavior. So he said, Srimati Radharani is the greatest. But then there was another picture of Krishna carrying Nanda Maharaj's shoes on his head. And then Srila Prabhupada said, Nanda Maharaj is the greatest. And then he said that the devotees are the greatest. Hare Krishna. So thank you very much. We will meet again in the evening. Shri Govardhan Puja Ki Jai. Shri Giri Govardhan Ki Jai.